Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Hugh, thank you very much for that. Now, ahead of the budget tomorrow, we want to take a look at some of the big issues on the table, from housing to hospitality to education, with the Green Party leader and Minister for Children, Roderick O'Gorman, backing Taoiseach Micheál Martin in calling for across-the-board increases in weekly social welfare rates in Budget 2025. Who will be the big winner and the big losers from this budget season? We're joined by Minister of State with responsibility for special education and inclusion, Hildegard Nocton, and Sinn Féin TDN spokesperson for public expenditure, Rose Conway. Watch, and you're both very welcome to the programme. Minister, I might come to yourself first, and just on the bigger picture here, because we asked at the beginning of the show for people to text us in their thoughts on what they'd like to see in the budget or what they don't want to see in the budget. And I might just put this text that's come into you, that's come into us, to you, in terms of the bigger picture. And this person's saying, can we please see proper long-term planning in this budget? The general population are not stupid. We know FDI is going to run its course. We know they're buying our votes. We know what the CNAG report today shows, an indefensible waste of public money and a lack of long-term thinking. So let's make life better for our children and theirs. So state childcare, real long-term anti-poverty measures, and then CAMHS and mental health services generally. Will people see any of what that person is talking about in the budget tomorrow?
Yes, they will. So what we want to focus on in this budget is firstly addressing, I suppose, the cost of living crisis that is still very real for families right across the country, and to have immediate measures coming in over the next few weeks and months up to Christmas, helping people with the cost of living. And Fine Gael, we want to make sure that this budget focuses on carers, on people with a disability, on pensioners and working families, and also to support our small to medium enterprises who have seen their cost base significantly increase, as well as farmers right across the country. And yes, around forward planning and the future, this is all part of our budget and around infrastructure, capital planning, housing, all of the infrastructural investment that we have going through the all at the moment around legislation, around okay. even
well, let's take a look at some of the
pensioners in the future. So there is short and long term.
Well, okay, so in terms of maybe the housing you mentioned there, and on renters, I think, can expect to see a €1,000 credit next year and a top up on their credit for this year, €250. Is that correct?
Well, I can't, as you can appreciate, announce, and even if I knew the detail, I wouldn't be in a position to announce the budget. It will be announced tomorrow, but we do want to help renters through, you know, a tax credit, which we have done. We've increased it in the last budget to €750 per year. But we also want to continue to increase our housing supply, because we know that this is the biggest social and economic issue for our country.
But just if we state the renters tax credit for a second, without a rent freeze, is that not just an invitation to landlords to increase rent?
No, it's not. And it's not just about renters either. It's about all types of housing. We've seen the commencements increase to over 35,000 this year. We've seen every single week we have 500 individuals walking into their own home with the keys of the home
that they will actually own every single week. Because I'm asking specifically about the renters tax increase, not about general housing supply, because it's been widely reported that is going to be increased and extended next year to €1,000. And the question is that without a rent freeze in place, is that not just an invitation to landlords to increase rents?
No, and I'm not going to confirm the figures, which will be confirmed tomorrow, or to agree in relation to what the figure might be. But what we're going to do, and what we have been doing in relation to housing, is we need to also, you know, ensure that we have landlords in the market also. And we've had measures in place in the last budget, and we will in this budget as well, to ensure that we are ensuring that there is a rental sector right across the country. Mm-hmm. We introduced a tax credit for renters. It was €500. We increased that to €750 in the last budget. And tomorrow, I'm sure there will be measures there again. But this is about housing supply, but also home ownership, okay, which Fine Gael believes in. And when you see 500 people every single week walking into their own home through the Help to Buy scheme, through the First
I'll
Home
come
scheme,
back to the Help to
and
Buy
these
scheme,
are schemes
actually,
that Sinn Féin would want to abolish, they don't want people to own their own homes.
And we might get back to the Help to Buy scheme, but just on the renters and what they might expect tomorrow, Rose Conway Walsh, Sinn Féin, I think, saying that it would give renters a month's rent tax credit. It would also ban rent increases for 3 years, abolish the property tax with the initial 20% cut. I just wonder, when it comes to the supply that Hildegard Nocton is talking about there, do you accept that those measures that you're talking about in terms of banning rent increases, for example, for 3 years, could cause problems with supply? Because we saw last week 50,000 apartments with full planning permission stalled because they're not financially viable, because international investors have been pulling back.
No, I don't, Sarah. I think it's really important. I think the now our rental relief would be a minimum of 1,000 euro to put 1 month's rent back in people's pockets. But that is absolutely meaningless without a ban on rent increases. It has to be done, because otherwise, when you put a subsidy in place, it's obviously going to push the price of houses up. Now, we see that in terms of the Help to Buy that the government continue to load. But we saw again today, house prices continue to increase, and we have from all kinds of external commentators around the inflationary impact of that scheme, and that's why we would phase it out as well. So it's very clear that the government policies aren't working. And I think what people want is, you know, it's not just the government's job to spin money, it's their job to get results. And getting results like having over 14,000 people homeless, over 4,000 of those
but
in children.
If I just bring you
it's
back
just
to the
not
supply
working.
Issue, because that rent freeze that you're talking about, we know that international investors have been lobbying the government to make sure that that doesn't happen. Mm. And now we know that international investors are pulling back on the funding that they're providing, or that they're willing to invest in housing in this country. Mm. And now we see 50,000 apartments in Dublin stalled, full planning permission, but stalled because they don't have the funding. Mm. So where would you get that funding if international investors leave?
Yeah, I think it needs to be, the whole market needs to be reorientated, Sarah. So you can look at, in terms of encouraging builders in this country to build houses, there's the wider infrastructure development that's needed. That's why we would spend 120 million extra on water. We need resources for the planning system. We need, obviously, huge investment into apprenticeships so that we have the labour force there as well. So if you have that working, plus you have the supply of 21,500 new build social and affordable homes to rent and to purchase as well. It's a combination of all those things, and that's why we have the biggest package ever in terms of the 4 billion extra invested
in
that area.
Is there
no
inflation in Sinn Féin's world?
Of course there's inflation in it, but we're listening to the Housing Commission, and when the Housing Commission says that we need a radical reset of housing policy, then we have to do that.
And do you accept that by spending 12 billion is what your package is, that you would risk serious inflation in this country, that by giving people money back, that money's gone because inflation's going to eat it up?
No, I don't, because I think the extent of the impact of the failure of this government to tackle the housing crisis is permeating deeply, not only on the individuals and families, but on the wider economy. And your texter said earlier on about the competitiveness and our competitiveness for foreign direct investment. Every company that we meet says to us the biggest issue for them is housing, a place to house their own workers.
Well, let me go back to the minister on that. Yeah, Minister, you want to make a point? Yep.
Yeah, I'm very conscious of the over 50,000 first-time buyers who are in their own home through the Help to Buy scheme, who are listening to Sinn Féin saying they would scrap that scheme, and those who are in the process of applying for the Help to Buy scheme or the First Home scheme. Mm. Sinn Féin would also scrap the Land Development Agency. That is true. Are you saying that you would keep the... Anyway, I'm going to continue because you can come back after. The Land Development Agency you would scrap also. And that has delivered the affordable houses in Shangana. Under Sinn Féin, you would not own the land your home was built. And if you have a combined income like a nurse and a guard or a teacher and a guard of 90,000 euro per year, you would not be eligible for the Sinn Féin affordable, their housing scheme. In fact, they don't want to know you. In Fine Gael, we believe in home ownership.
So
that's
can
why
I
it's
ask,
absolutely
can
critical.
I ask,
we have
sorry,
the Help
Rose,
to Buy scheme, the First
Home
scheme.
Do you want to quickly respond?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So the first thing is, in terms of the Help to Buy scheme, we know it has an inflationary impact, but we also understand that there are people right here, right now, who are absolutely dependent on that. And that's why we are phasing it out over 3 years. So we will continue.
And
we
the
will
guards and the nurse if you just wouldn't be able to get any home.
That is totally wrong. Please do not.
Can you clarify under your housing proposal, would a combined income of €90,000, like a guard and a teacher, would they be eligible for the Sinn Féin housing?
Yes, because Hildegard, saying people aren't going to own their own home. What happens is in our affordable home scheme, yes, we will build homes. We have shown how we will make them affordable. Unlike the government, and I heard your junior minister on here last week with Sarah. Firstly, he didn't know the difference between a subsidy and a loan.
Will you and own secondly, the land on which your home is built? And will you
okay,
own the land
right. Right. I tell you what, ladies, I'm going to stop you both for a second because this is actually broader housing policy that you're talking about, and I suspect we're going to have plenty of time to talk about that over the coming weeks. But right now, I want to talk about the budget, and I want to get back to what we can expect to see tomorrow. A minister on pensions and the cost of living, and particularly in social welfare payments. It seems now that it looks like it's going to be a €12 across the board increase. Is that what you're expecting? Because that's what Micheál Martin has very strongly indicated today.
Well, I know that Minister Heather Humphreys is still in negotiations and talks in relation to pensions and the whole social welfare package. And I know that her focus and Fine Gael's focus will be on pensioners, carers, people with disabilities and working families. We have to recognise that carers in this country, they work 24/7. They don't have, the option or the choice to work outside the home, as with people who have a severe disability who genuinely cannot work. And we need to make sure that we are supporting those who are
Really interesting.
And who need the help, as well as those who are old age pensioners and have worked hard all of their lives. They also need to be prioritised.
Okay, so is it still the Fine Gael position? Because I know Heather Humphreys was speaking to my colleague Justin McCarthy yesterday on this week, and she was indicating very strongly that limited resources, she said, are available to her. Her priority is to support, as you've just said, carers, pensioners, and people with disabilities. And she was answering that question in the context of job seekers and whether or not that should get an increase. Is the Fine Gael position that that shouldn't get the same increase as the rest of the social welfare payments?
Well, I think it's important. I don't know what the outcome is going to be tomorrow because I'm not part of those negotiations. But what I can say is that I think people with disabilities, our carers, our pensioners shouldn't lose out. I know there are always difficult decisions to be made in a budget. But we need to make sure that those who don't have a choice of going out, we have full employment. When you go into any town, village across the country, we all see the signs of help wanted. There are jobs there for people who want a job. It's there for them. But there are certain people who cannot go out to work and they're vulnerable and they have a role to do. But this hasn't been decided.
Despite Micheál Martin said today, it was always going to be €12 across the board. This was stitched into the summer economic statement. He said there's been a bit of mischief going on from a political perspective, but it was always going to be €12 across the board for weekly social welfare payments. What I'm hearing from you is that those negotiations are still ongoing and Fine Gael hasn't accepted that.
And a lot of these negotiations are ongoing, and I don't know the outcome. I'm not in the room with them, so I can't speak on behalf of Minister Humphreys or the Finance Minister or the Public Expenditure Minister. But all what I'm saying here is that we have to make sure that we're protecting those who have worked all their lives, who have paid, and you made that clear. And now they need to get their fair share as well, and those who are the most vulnerable.
Rose Conway-Walsh, Sinn Féin, in your alternative budget, you've made that decision and you've actually proposed a smaller increase for job seekers, €10 a week versus €12 a week for pension payments and other social welfare increases. Why?
That's right, Sarah, but we also recognise that job seekers in a low unemployment situation, they obviously need more help. There are educational gaps there that need to be addressed. There are transport gaps that need to be addressed for rural Ireland. The number of people who would like to take up a job but are waiting for a driving test. So there's a whole combination of reasons why people aren't accessing employment. So that's what we would do. So it's not just taking the 10 euro there. It's taking everything else into account as well at where people are at, people who want to work. But I would say as well, housing is obviously impacting on those people as well who are seeking employment, because there's many jobs that people see advertised that they cannot take up because they don't have a place to live near that place of work.
But you're giving them less than everybody else, those people.
Yeah, but it's not just about the 10 euro. It's about the it's about what results you get, and you have to look at the overall results to enable people to have equality of opportunity. And you do that in a number of ways, in a number of ways that the government currently aren't addressing.
Okay, on hospitality, Minister, we heard from the hospitality sector earlier. They say they are up against it. They absolutely need this 9% VAT rate cut or restored, as they would put it. Is that going to happen?
I know that Minister Peter Burke is working very hard on a package to support businesses. And I think we all acknowledge the importance of our SMEs. They're the backbone of our economy. And I think there are a number of ways that we can help businesses. I don't know is the very short and honest answer in relation to what's happening on that, but we'll know tomorrow. But absolutely, we need to be supporting our small to medium enterprises up and down the country. And again, it's an area that Sinn Féin have barely mentioned in their own alternative budget.
Let me correct you there again. Sorry, Sarah. I would say that the way we saw doing that was the PRSI rebate scheme. We thought that was the best way to invest €250 million into that to help small businesses as well. And that was our choice. We'll see what choices the government make tomorrow.
Okay, and finally to yourself, Minister, figures this month show more than 120 children with special needs have yet to secure a school place at the start of the 2024-2025 school year. The Ombudsman for Children criticising this as unacceptable. Are we going to see something for those children in tomorrow's budget?
Yes, so I'm working very hard with Minister Pascal Donoghue in relation to increasing the number of SNAs. I want to see that number increased by at least 1,000 in the budget tomorrow, and special education teachers. But I also want to look at the bigger picture that I'm hearing up and down the country when I go into schools and meet parents of children with additional needs around access to therapies in schools, and also helping them through navigate the education system from early years into primary school, moving into secondary, and secondary into third level or training or a job or whatever that is. So I look forward to funding announcement around an innovation fund around that, because there are some really, really good models happening right across the country. And I want to hear those good ideas in relation to how we can support children with additional needs and then roll it out.
Bruce Conway, finally to yourself.
Look, they've had over a decade to solve this problem. Now, we have shown where we can invest in 1,500 additional special education teachers, 1,900 SNAs. But it's not about that. It's also about legislation that Sir Clark and Rory Amurco presented earlier this year that would allow parents to apply for places for their children 2 years prior to them attending school.
Okay.
Parents, it's not right to treat parents this way, and it's certainly not right to treat children.
All right, well, we'll see what the budget holds tomorrow,
and
we will see what happens tomorrow. Get loads of detail, no doubt. Thank you both very much for joining us. That is Hildegard Nocton and Rose Conway Watt.